starring Jack Carson. Listen to Freddie Martin and his orchestra. Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock. Little 8-year-old Norma Jean Nielsen with Diana Barrymore and yours truly, Del Sharman. And our special guest this evening, Frank Sinatra. As you all know, last week Jack Carson was searching for an actress to appear with him in New York. He found just the right girl, but she got away before he could learn her name. And he's been searching for her all week, all over the radio dial. Will he locate this mystery girl? We'll see. Yes, Jack has really been turning the town upside down in an effort to find the girl with a hubba hubba purview. He's had Dinah Shore, Jimmy Durante, Gary Moore, Ralph Edwards, Cass Daly, and Joan Davis help him look. So far, his search has been in vain. And so, still baffled by the whole thing, we find Jack Carson.
Just think, creature, for a whole week, night and day, I've been looking for that mystery girl, and I can't find her.
Yes, it is discouraging, isn't it, sir?
Yes, creature, I've been looking for that girl's face everywhere I go. I've been to talent agencies, casting bureaus, Earl Carroll's. Why, I've even searched for her face on Hollywood and Vine.
Hollywood and Vine, sir? Huh? Why, on that corner, a girl could get by you before you even got to her face.
Place, this girl means an awful lot to me. Why, yesterday I even interviewed every girl at the Powers Model Agency just to see if she might be there. I must have sat there for 6 hours looking at those beautiful girls. What drudgery.
Yes, sir, you were exhausted when you came home. I haven't seen you that tired since you crouched all afternoon on Lauren Bacall's sidewalk.
Well, it takes quite a while to write Poo on Humphrey 100 times. You know, I'm so anxious to find this girl that I even sent Tugwell out to see if he could pick up any clues. All I know about her is that she uses Hubba Hubba perfume.
Well, why don't you put the whole thing in the hands of a detective agency, sir?
Detective agency? Well, they charge so much. Yeah. Anyway, with his cap on backwards, Tugwell looks just like Sherlock Holmes.
Well, I hope Master Tugwell had better luck than you had, sir.
Yes,
well, I forgot to tell you, sir, Mr. Frank Sinatra phoned a while ago and said he would step over to say goodbye in person, sir.
Gee, Sinatra's coming over?
Yes.
Gee, well, get the place in order, creature. Take the dust off of Frankie's records and put them on Bing's records. By the way, what did I do with that last album of Sinatra's?
Well, don't you remember, sir? You made a wagon for Norma Jean. And you used the 4 records for wheels.
Oh, yes. Yes. As I recall, those wheels held up better than he does. Well, I'll be glad to see Frank, though. He's always... I'll get it, Peter. Oh, come in, Norma Jean.
Hello, Mr. Carson.
Honey, I thought you were out in the yard playing that new game of hide-and-go-seek that I taught you.
But I don't understand it. How does it go again?
Well, you stay out there in the front yard.
Yes.
And every once in a while you come in, and then I hide.
But suppose I don't see anybody who looks like a bill collector.
Well, it's very easy to pick them out. They wear a derby hat and they have a summons in one hand, but, well, never mind, Robert Dean.
Mr. Carson, while I'm over here, my mother told me to ask you something.
What is it?
Well, you're going to New York.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to go with you so much that my mother finally wrote a letter to my aunt, who lives there.
Uh-huh.
So, it's all fixed.
What is all fixed?
When I'm in New York, I'll stay with my aunt.
Yeah, but how are you going to get to New York?
Haven't you been listening? I'm going with you.
Huh? No, Norma Jean, that's out of the question.
Well, my mother will pay all my expenses, and she'll give you $5 a day for my meals.
No, Norma Jean, it's absolutely... $5 a day?
Yes. And after all, how much can a little kid like me eat?
Yes, that's right.
Mother says you're bound to show a profit.
Well, I'd love to have you along, honey, but you're just a child. Who's going to take care of you?
Who's going to take care of you?
Me?
Yes. Mr. Treacher says you shouldn't even leave the house without a nurse.
He does. I'll talk to him later. But, Mama Jean, New York is a big city, and I don't know if I want to take you there or not. You know, I wouldn't want you to become, sophisticated.
Don't worry, Mr. Carson. I'll stay with you all the time.
Well, maybe it would be all right. I don't think you'd be very much trouble.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I can even dress myself.
Yeah, I was kind of worried about that. I wouldn't have known what to do first. It's been years since I put on a hair ribbon.
Well, I'll go home now and tell my mother it's all right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, honey. Oh, Treacher.
Coming, sir.
Has Tugwell called with any news about the girl?
Sir?
Well, I only hope Sinatra knows somebody who fits this girl's description. After all, he does know a lot of girls, and, come in.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Diana.
Good afternoon, Miss Barrymore.
Jack, have you located the mystery girl yet?
Well, no, I haven't, Diana, and I found it high and low. I've been every place where beautiful girls congregate.
But, Jack, you do that every night anyway. If I were you... If I were you, I'd give up. After all, the only lead you have is her handkerchief.
Yeah, that's right.
How can you expect to find a girl when all you've got to go on is a little piece of cloth?
Well, in those pictures with Bob Hope, Dorothy L'Amour only wears a sarong and he finds her every time.
Well, Jack, I've got to run along. I hope you find this girl and have a swell time in New York.
Thanks, Diane, I will.
I'm sorry I couldn't go with you, but, well, bon voyage.
So long, Diane, I'll be seeing you.
Mr. Carson, I'm starting to pack for your trip.
Oh, that's good.
May I suggest, sir, that you should get some new luggage?
Why?
The last time you arrived at the Union Depot, it was embarrassing, sir. Cary Grant was there with 12 steamer trunks. Clark Gable had 14 wardrobe trunks.
Well, what about it?
Well, you look so silly with two green socks dangling out of a briefcase.
Well, I travel light.
And now, music by Martin. Freddie Martin featuring the Martin Man play, Personality.
Sinatra's gonna get over here. Sure is nice of him to come over and say goodbye to me. I really ought to do something to make him feel good when he gets here. I guess I could take the padding out of my shoulders. I wish I had one of those big bow ties like Sinatra has. I can't wear them. My Adam's apple won't stand the weight. Well, I'll just...
Hey, Uncle Jack.
Uncle Jack. Yeah, Doug. Well, what is it?
Hey, boy, have I got news for you. I located that girl you're looking for.
Are you serious? Sure? Now, don't be funny, Doug. Well, this is very serious.
What's all the excitement, Mr. Costner?
Honest, Uncle Jack, I really found her. If you don't believe me, here's her picture.
Let me see that picture. Yeah, this is the one, all right.
Yes, indeed. So that's the young lady. My, doesn't she look lovely in that bathing suit?
Yeah.
Just look at that fine, intelligent forehead.
Forehead? I'll be with you in a minute. Well, where did you get this picture? Where did you find her, anyway?
I did it by deduction, Uncle Jack. You know, you met her in an office building by an elevator, didn't you?
That's right.
Well, I went down there and I stood by the elevator for 3 days.
Yes, yes.
Well, I had a picture of you with me.
Mm-hmm.
And every time a girl would come along, I showed her your picture and said, "Does this man mean anything to you?"
Well, that was absolutely brilliant.
Uncle Jack, do you know that in this town there are 27,894 girls you don't mean anything to?
I would have said it was closer to 400,000.
Now, wait a minute.
But then, Uncle Jack, the right girl came along. She's a college student. She's an actress, too. She was on her way up to the talent agency when I met her.
Really?
Yeah, and that's where she got this photograph to give to me.
Well, gee, what's her name?
It's on the back of the photograph.
Oh, yes, here it is. Randy Stewart. Gee, Randy. That's a pretty name, Randy. Listen, here's her phone number, too. Beverly Hills, 8162.
Call her immediately, sir. Don't waste any time.
Oh, I won't, Richard. I'll go in the living room now and call her right away. Gee, I hope she's home, but gosh, what if she can't go to New York? Hello, operator. Operator, get me Beverly Hills, 8162, and hurry. Treacher, I talked to Randy a little while ago, and she said she'd come right over.
Excellent, sir. I hope she'll consent to appear with you in your New York stage show.
Oh, Treacher, look out the window and see if that's Randy now.
Yes, sir. No, sir, it's Mr. Sinatra.
Sinatra? Oh, my gosh, I forgot all about him. You know, if he ever sees how pretty Randy is, he's liable to be competition. Well, I'll get rid of him in a very nice way.
Well, hello, Sonny!
Hiya, Jack. Say, Jack, I just stopped in to say goodbye to you.
Yeah? Well, goodbye, Frank. What I mean to say is it was swell of you to come over, even though you can't stay very long. Or can you?
Something tells me I'm getting the brush.
No. Frank, why, you're more than welcome here any time at all.
Mm-hmm. Then why have you got your foot across the door?
Well, I just didn't want you to trip over the doormat. Come on in.
But, Jack, I understand you've been conducting quite a search for that girl you met last week. Did you ever locate her?
Girl?
Huh?
Oh, girl. No. As a matter of fact, I never did, Frank. But you know with me, it's how it is. One girl is just like any other.
Sure, everybody knows that. But, Jack...
I don't quite get that.
Everybody knows that. But, Jack, tell me, this girl, she must have been a cute little gal for you to hunt so hard to find her. Tell me, what was she like?
Well, she was a girl. She had, eyebrows and, a nose, blonde hair.
That's enough about the icing. Let's get down to the cake.
Oh, Frank, you don't want to hear about her.
Yes, I do. Didn't she use some kind of perfume called Hubba Hubba or something?
Yes, I seem to remember that thing, right? Yes.
You know, that's a sensational name for a perfume. You know, I've often wondered, Jack, what's the exact meaning of Hubba Hubba?
Well, you've heard fellas go at a girl?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Hubba Hubba takes up where it leaves off. I'm really sorry you can't stay any longer, Frank, but I know you must have a lot of things to do.
Don't be silly. I haven't got a thing to do, Jack.
Yes. Yes, you have, Frank. Look, Bing is on tomorrow night. Why don't you go home and practice turning off the radio?
Come to think of it, I do have some shopping to do. I'd like to get a hammer for my little girl, Nancy, so she can break up some Como records. Please.
Okay, Frank. It sure was swell of you to step in. Excuse me, Frank. Hey, creature.
I just know that's Randy at the door, and I don't want her to talk to Sinatra.
Why not?
Because once he hears her voice, the same thing will happen to him that happened to me.
What was that, sir?
My goose pimples proposed to each other.
I don't know what to suggest, sir.
Well, let me answer the door. I'll handle it. Well, hello there, Randy. Gee, you sure look like $1 million. No, don't say anything. Don't say a word.
Who is it, Jack?
It's Miss Stewart, this is, Frank Sinatra. He's just leaving. Oh, no, don't say a word, Randy. Not a word. I know you're glad to meet him. Frank's glad to meet you, aren't you, Frank? Yes, he is. Well, goodbye, Frank.
Goodbye, Frank.
Who's going anyplace?
I knew it.
My, this is a surprise. I didn't expect to come over here and find two handsome men.
Oh, thank you very much, miss.
You may go, traitor. Well, Randy, you really don't know what a time I had finding you. But I made up my mind that I would move heaven and earth to do it if I had to. It's almost... romantic, isn't it? I mean, I found you, and now you've found me.
Yes, here we are, just the three of us. So this is the girl you were looking for, huh, Jack?
Yes, Frank, but Randy, when I talked to you on the phone, I didn't get a chance to explain everything about our trip to New York. You see, I need an actress.
Yes, I want to discuss that with you, Jack. Although I am an actress, I'm also taking a course at the university. And if I go to New York, I'll have to give up my studies.
Yeah, well, that's all right. After you get through with the theater, you could study at night.
At night?
Yes, and I could help you with your homework.
Well, of course I am interested in the stage, but I don't think I should
go. Randy, look, I'll even try to help you with your acting. I mean, after the show is over, you can stay there with me, and I'll go over your lines.
Yeah, those are nice lines, too. Yeah. By the way, Randy, that's wonderful perfume you're wearing.
Thank you very much.
Would you mind if I breathed in some of it?
All right, she can spare enough for your chest.
Is that so? Listen, buddy, I may not weigh so much, but I'm just as strong and as tough as anybody.
Well, yes, of course you are, friend.
The name is Frank. You know, Randy, you've got one of the most alluring voices I've ever heard.
Well, it's nice of you to say so, Frank, but I think you've got the wonderful voice.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yes, you have.
My voice isn't as half as nice as yours.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
You know, I might grow up to be a pig. Randy, you've just got to go to New York with me. Come on now, what do you say?
Well, in one way, I'd like to go to New York, but I'm pretty undecided about the whole thing.
Look, Randy, if you just... there's someone at the door.
Well, I'm back, Mr. Carson.
Oh, yes. Come on in, honey. Randy, this is the little girl who lives next door, Norma Jean. And, honey, I want you to meet Miss Stewart.
Hello.
Hello, Norma Jean.
And this is Frank Sinatra.
Are you Frank Sinatra?
Uh-huh.
The Frank Sinatra?
That's right.
Oh, you poor man.
Oh, my lawyer. Norma Jean, I thought you were one of Frank Sinatra's fans.
Oh, I am. But this is the first time I've ever seen him in person. And Mr. Carson, what you said about him isn't true.
Norma Jean, I don't think Mr. Sinatra...
honey, what did he say about me?
He said from certain angles a person couldn't see you at all.
Thanks, pal.
You're welcome.
But tell me, Norma Jean, you really are one of my fans, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Last week at school, we had a contest to choose the singer we liked best.
You did?
Yes. You didn't win, but you came in second.
Well, who came in first?
Carmen Lombardo.
Well, it figures. Look how many votes he's got right in his own family.
You know, Norma Jean, Miss Stewart here might go to New York with us.
Really? Well, Jack, I admit the offer is very attractive, but I don't know. I'm a little concerned about being all alone in that big city with you.
Oh, but Randy, I'm not a wolf honest.
You're not?
No, I don't have many girlfriends. In fact, I have very few.
In fact, he hasn't got any.
Norma Jean, please.
In fact, if I didn't come over every day, he wouldn't see any girls at all.
You got a wonderful sense of humor. honey, please behave or I won't take you to New York with me.
Jack, are you actually taking this little girl to New York?
Well, sure.
But, Jack, what do you know about taking care of a little girl?
Well, plenty. I was a kid once myself, you know.
Yeah, but you weren't a little girl.
No, but the way my mother dressed me, it was pretty hard to tell.
Oh, Jack, you're not serious. This little girl can't go to New York with just a man to look after her. She needs a woman to mother her.
Well, that's just the reason that you should come along, Randy. You've got such soft hands, and I need a little mothering once in a while myself.
Oh, yes, Miss Stewart. It would be super if you came along.
Well, all right, Jack, I'll go.
Oh, that's wonderful, Randy.
Well, if I'm going, I better go home and get packed. Gee, I'll have a thousand things to do.
Okay, Randy, I'll call you later and tell you where to meet us.
All right, bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Randy.
Jack, she's a wonderful girl. You certainly picked the honey.
Yeah, isn't she great?
Oh, Mr. Carson, I forgot to tell you. My mother has to work tonight, and she said I'd have to sleep over here.
All right, honey, you tell Preacher to put you in the guest room. Say, it's getting about pretty close to your bedtime now, isn't it?
Yes, but before I go to bed, Mrs. Sinatra, would you sing a song for me?
Well, of course I will, honey. What would you like me to sing?
Well, I'm crazy about a song called them Onesie Twosie.
All right, Norma Jean, I'll do it, but I'll tell you what, if you sing it with me.
All right.
And the muscles, you may as well get in on this, too.
Swell, no muscles. Where the blue...
No. Okay, fellas, here we go. Onesie, twosie, I'll kiss you. Zee, twosie, threesie, you kiss me. Zee, threesie, foursie, kiss some more. Zee,
let's start counting higher.
Foursie, fivesie, let's get livesie. Fivesie, sixie, hug me quicksie.
Sixie, sevensie, this is heavensie.
My heart's on the fire.
Keep the numbers going till the song is done.
Love will keep on growing, and we'll have lots of fun. Boom, boom, boom.
7Z, 8C, you're my date, C.
8C, 9Z, 8 is fine, Z.
9Z, 10Z, start again, Z.
1Z, 2Z, I love you, Z.
Gee, that was dandy, Mr. Sinatra.
Well, I almost lost it up, and I'm glad you liked it, sweetie.
Now will you sing me a lullaby to make me sleepy?
Oh, sure he will, honey. Sit over here with me in the davenport. That's it. Put your head on my shoulder.
Oh, this is nice and cozy. Go ahead, Mr. Sinatra. I'm ready.
Lullaby. With roses did I, with lilies bedecked, is my baby's wee bed. Lay thee down now and rest. May thy slumber be blessed. Lay thee down. May thy slumber be blessed. Well, I guess that did the trick, didn't it?
Shh! You'll wake Mr. Carson up.
Freddie Martin and his orchestra, featuring the Martin Men in Cuddles. Radio service.